Hello, I am James Dean. This is an informal demonstration of VMware Fusion. The following topics are discussed: the installation of VMware Fusion, the new virtual machine assistant, setting up sharp keys, taking a snapshot once we have our keys set, and then finally reverting to that snapshot. So without further ado, we shall get started.
VoiceOver on audio hijack.
And we will go and
Finder.
Start VMware Fusion.
Doc. VLC for VMware Fusion. Press. VMware Fusion 11 of 33. VMware Fusion. Windows XP.
Okay.
Close.
We're going to close that window. All right. So, first we're going to, the first thing you would do is you would have your VMware Fusion PKG file. So you go through that. It's just a installer wizard type thing. You go through it and answer all the prompts, enter your serial information, and then you will install. So once you get VMware Fusion installed and updated, and which, you know, depending on what version you have, if you don't have the latest, you should definitely update. The first thing that you would do after it's installed and up and running is you would do what we're going to do right now, which is press Command N. Or, alternatively, of course, you could go to your, you could go and do this right here.
Menu bar, Apple.
And pressed the voiceover keys M to get to there. Of course, this is going to assume that you already know how to use the Mac, of course, since you wouldn't be doing this if you're just starting out. At least a lot of people wouldn't.
VMware Fusion. File. Menu. 6 items. New. Ellipsis. Command N.
So we're going to go here.
New. Now in window. New virtual machine assistant. Continue without desk button.
Okay. Now, by default, this wants a Windows operating system disk, but we don't have to use that, so we'll click Continue Without Disk.
Use operating system installation disk. Selected radio button.
We don't want that. We want
DIMM button. HLTTSDDVD. DIMM button. Use operating system installation disk image file. Radio button.
I'm just VO right arrowing. Okay, so this is the radio button we want to choose.
Press Use Operating System Installation Disk Image File Radio Button. Interact with Open Dialog.
Alright, now, this is where we're going to choose our, ISO file. So we're going to go to,
Choose Can Vertical Split Sidebar Search for Expanded Drop Document Applicant Red Flame. File, desk, documents, selected, downloads, Dropbox, James, list one item selected, public, selected, list, XP Pro, NVDA20, XP Pro, ISO.
Alright, now we're gonna select this.
Closing dialog.
Alright, so now we have
Use operating system installation disk image file. Selected radio button. XP Pro.ISO pop-up button. Use an existing virtual disk. Radio button. None. Pop-up button. Create a custom virtual machine. Radio button. Cancel button. Go back button.
Okay.
Continue button.
Now this is asking me if I want to use a virtual disk or whatever. Don't need to check anything here. If you don't have any other virtual machines, you may not see this about using virtual disks. I'm not quite sure. You can set up a custom virtual machine. However, I found that sometimes causes you to miss the easy install option, which is what you want to use, of course, if you don't have any vision to set it up. So,
go continue button.
We're just going to continue.
Microsoft Windows pop-up button.
We got Microsoft Windows.
Finish. Dimmed button. Version. Windows XP Professional pop-up button. Dimmed button. Cancel button. Go back button. Cancel. Go back. Continue button.
Okay, wait a minute.
Close button. Minimum. New virtual introduction button. Choose operating system. Installation media. Select the operating
system. Okay,
Windows
8.
Image. Integration. Operating system.
Integration.
Windows Easy Install. Dimmed button.
Yeah, but we can't choose that yet, apparently.
Integration. Dimmed operating system. Microsoft Windows. Finish. Version. Windows X. Dim. Cancel. Go back. Continue button.
Okay. This is just telling us the rest of the things that we're going to encounter, not necessarily in the right order. So let's hit continue.
Use easy install. Check box.
Okay, use easy install, yes.
Finish. Dim. Display name. James Dean. Edit text content selected.
We're going to change this to...
Select all. Selection deleted.
Test. And, this, of course, in case you haven't realized already, is where you, this is the name that your virtual machine, the account name that your virtual machine is going to have. So, our account name is just going to be test.
Display test. Highlighted. Dim button. Account type. Administrator.
No. Account type is going to be administrator.
Password. Secure edit text.
Password. I recommend you don't put one at least until after your machine is set up, because if you do put one, it's going to ask you for it. If you don't put one, it will just log on and make the log on sound. So otherwise, unless you have some vision, you won't be able to tell that it's done. Now it's going to restart twice. The first time, it will start, and it will install VMware Tools, which it does need to do. If you don't do that, there's quite a few things that won't work. Most noticeably video and that sort of thing. So... So you want to install, you want to let that install, and then it will restart again, at which point we can set up a screen reader of our choosing. In this case, we're just going to set up JAWS. A note about sharp keys for later. I've tested it with NVIDIA 2010.2. It does not work with sharp keys. It will not read the list boxes or the combo boxes. So I have to use JAWS for that, it would seem. I don't know if Narrator works with it or not. We can try that when we get there, maybe. But so we're not going to put a password here.
Optional. Confirm password. Secure edit. Windows product key.
And then it's going to ask for our Windows product key, which...
Edit text.
We're going to go put in
Finder, Audio Hijack Pro, Audio Toolbar, Interpulse, Recording, 10, Split, but pause, uncheck checkbox, uncheck.
Okay.
Finder,
we
VMware
have
Fusion,
our
VMware
product key now.
Cancel, but edit text, blank, RPW. Cancel, button, go back, button, continue, button.
Alright.
Button. Finish. More seamless radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, now this is asking about integration. You can choose either more seamless.
More isolated radio button, 2 of 2.
Or more isolated. I recommend choosing more isolated because choosing, we'll let it read it. I think it shows it here.
Cancel button. Go back. Continue. Close. Minimize. New virtual. Introduction. Button. Integrate. Installation. Media. Button. Integration. VMware operating system. VMware Fusion enables you to share documents and applications seamlessly between Windows and your Mac. Choose the level of integration. Operating system. Button. Windows Easy Install. Button. Image. Integration. Button. 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 Finish. Dimmed button. Dimmed button. More seamless radio button 1 of 2. More isolated radio button 2 of 2.
So, we want more isolated, because if you choose more seamless and your Windows gets a virus or something happens, it could affect your Mac and vice versa. So, it's not really recommended to do this. So, you run it more isolated, and we'll show you how to get VMware Fusion to show your Mac folders to Windows so that you don't have to worry about storing things on your virtual machine partition. So,
more isolated radio button 2 of 2.
Choose more isolated.
Selected more VMware cancel go back continue button.
And we'll choose continue.
Customize settings button.
Alright, now, we could customize settings, but we're not going to do that for the purposes of this.
Always open this virtual machine when VMware Fusion starts. Uncheck checkbox.
Okay, I'm going to leave that unchecked. You could check it if you want.
Cancel button. Go back. Finish button.
So we're going to finish.
Press interact with save dialog. Save as where?
Okay, now this is asking you where do you want to save your virtual machine. The Windows registry and everything is contained in one file. So, when we make the changes with sharp keys later, it'll tell you to log out or reboot. You have to reboot the virtual machine because logging out will not add the changes to the registry because it can't modify that file while the machine is in use.
.vmwarevm highlighted. Save as Windows XP Professional 2.vmwarevm edit text content selected.
Okay, that's fine.
Disclosure, uncheck checkbox. Where? Virtual machines, pop-up button.
Yep, so we're going to leave all these at the defaults.
Cancel, save, default button. Press, finish, dim button, closing dialog. Now in window, Windows XP Professional 2, progress indicator.
We're going to drop ourselves into VMware Fusion.
VMware Fusion, window, Windows XP Professional 2, window, Windows XP Professional 2.
Alright, so now we're going to hit Command Comma for the VMware Fusion preferences. There is also virtual machine specific settings that you access with Command E. We'll look through those in a minute, but right now we'll hit Command Comma.
Preferences. Oh, now in window, okay. General.
What happened was it did exactly what it was supposed to. When you drop your focus back into VMware Fusion with Command Tab, even if you have VoiceOver running, it will switch your keyboard input to Windows. And so, only thing is, things like Quick Nav will still work. So, like, if you're playing Top Speed in a virtual machine, for instance, you might want to turn VoiceOver off, because you might accidentally turn Quick Nav on. If you do that, you'll just go zooming around and around this one little spot in the virtual machine window, and it's quite annoying. So, Quick Nav and Caps Lock still gets used by the Mac. The interesting thing is Windows tries to use it too, but it doesn't work all that well, so we have to change that and a couple other keys with sharp keys, because I don't know about you, and I don't really know of any way that an exclusive keyboard user could survive without an applications key, a delete key, and we need a modifier key for whichever screen reader, because they all like to use the caps lock key. So, we're going to do a couple things in this preferences dialog. First of all, we're just going to...
When closing the virtual machine, suspend the virtual machine, selected radio button 1 of 2.
Okay, some of these are, of course, preference, you know, user preference.
Power off the virtual, confirm before closing, checkbox, diagnostics, enable debugging, gaming, auto-detect mouse for games, change this option if you have trouble with mouse motion in some applications, updates, automatically check for updates, checkbox, feedback, uncheck checkbox. Help make VMware Fusion better by sending anonymous system data and usage statistics to VMware. Uncheck checkbox. Learn more button. Close button. Dim minimize button.
Okay, we wrap back to the top.
Learn more button. Close button.
Okay. What's the deal here? Oh, I see what happened.
General, when closing. Toolbar. Enter keyboard and mouse button.
Alright. This is what we're gonna be messing with.
Press keyboard and mouse button. Stop. Keyboard and mouse profile. Profile. Default. Pop-up button. Key mappings. Selected tab 1 of 4.
Alright. We will check out this key mappings tab.
Map certain key combinations on your Macintosh keyboard to keys on your virtual machine. To add a new mapping, click the plus button. Double-click a shortcut to edit.
Okay.
Enable key mappings. Checkbox.
Okay, so you want to leave that checked.
Enable language-specific key mappings. Uncheck checkbox. Table, one row selected. On. Uncheck checkbox. Mac shortcut. Command. Virtual machine shortcut. NSImage0x161F6600 name equals Windows. Underline logo. Underline small size equals. Left brace 12.
Okay, that is the Windows logo key. Alright, so you will see something a little bit different than I have, because I've already done this. There's one or two ways you can do this. What I usually do is, because in this table here, there's all kinds of, see, we'll scroll through here.
Uncheck checkbox, option, out, row 2 of 14.
Yep, see, it lists the Mac, always remember, it lists the Mac shortcut first, then the Windows shortcut. So, or the Mac key, so... It's option.
Uncheck checkbox. Option. Alt. Row 2 of 14.
Alt. So if these boxes are unchecked, the keys don't work. And of course, if you go uncheck that other box up there, well, nothing will work really. So.
Uncheck checkbox. Op. Uncheck checkbox. Command. Z. Control. Z. Row 3 to 14.
Yeah, that's really weird. See, these are some of the ones that I have to uncheck. Because you can't just go unchecking that box up there, because then your Windows and your Alt keys will not work at all. So, but what happens is, why we're even here in the first place, is because by default, your Windows and Alt keys are reversed. So, Alt is option, and command is Windows, and so you turn them around. And so usually what I do is I uncheck these up here, and then add my own at the bottom. So I'll show you. Just by going over here.
Button.
That button, one VO right click, VO right press. It's very strange how you move around with VoiceOver when you try to explain it. This first unlabeled button here is what you want to hit.
Press button. Interact with dialog for window, keyboard, and mouse from text to text.
Okay, so... from the Mac key to what Windows key?
Text. Shift. Uncheck checkbox. Control. Uncheck checkbox. Option. Uncheck checkbox. Command. Uncheck checkbox. Combo box.
And then this combo box is where you hit any other key if you want to make a keystroke. So you just hit the key and then you VO right on. I don't know if it'll take those other keys or not. I haven't really tried to do this. I honestly haven't had the need to. If I want anything to do anything in Windows, then I'll just do it with sharp keys. It's easier, I think.
2. Text. Shift. Uncheck checkbox. Control. Uncheck checkbox. Uncheck checkbox.
That one where it doesn't say anything is the Windows key, of course.
Alt. Uncheck checkbox. Combo box.
Okay, so this is how you can tell, you know, whether you're in the Mac or the Windows section of this, because, you know, Mac has Command and Option, Windows has Windows and Alt. I'm just pointing all these things out because the first couple of times I did this, it was a little bit daunting.
Clear button.
Okay, so that's clear.
Cancel button. Cancel. Okay, dim okay. Default button.
So, I'm not going to add anything or change anything here. I just wanted to show you this dialogue.
Closing dialogue.
So we'll escape out of that. Alright, now we'll want to look next.
Button. Keyboard and mouse, Mac OS, mouse short key map, mouse shortcuts tab 2 of 4.
Okay, we'll leave this alone.
Mac OS shortcuts tab 3 of 4.
Mac OS shortcuts. This is the last tab we want to touch. The
Fusion shortcuts tab 4 of 4.
Want to leave that alone.
Mac OS shortcuts tab 3 of 4. Press Mac OS shortcuts tab 3 of 4. When in single window mode or full screen mode, allow global keyboard shortcuts to be sent to the Mac operating system instead of your virtual machine. You can change the shortcut in system preferences. Enable macOS keyboard shortcuts. Uncheck checkbox.
That box is unchecked.
Includes command, tab, expose, dashboard, etc.
And that's the only thing you want to do here, because by default, that will be checked. You will want to make it say
enable macOS keyboard shortcuts. Uncheck checkbox.
We're going to hit Command E.
Settings now in window.
There we are.
Windows XP Professional 2. Toolbar. System settings. Toolbar.
Okay, we're gonna leave these alone. Let's just look around this window since apparently I've forgotten about it too.
Dim zoom button.
Cause like really, you do this and you don't mess with it. And that's basically what I did, so.
Windows XP Professional 2. Settings. Toolbar. System settings. Removable devices. Sharing button. Network button. Applications button. Hard disks button. Processors and RAM button.
Yeah, so these are, of course, all the different things you can change. These cannot be changed, however, right now, for instance, because the virtual machine is on. And, actually, these should be dimmed, I think, but they're not.
CDs and DVDs button. Windows XP Professional 2. Edit text content selected.
Some of the stuff you can...
The help tab is...
Like...
Windows XP Professional 2.
CDs and DVDs.
CDs and processors and RAM. Hard disks button.
It'll let you into the dialogs, but you can't change anything unless the machine's off.
Process
so,
CD. Display button. Sound button.
But we can change sharing while the machine's on.
Windows at printers button. USB devices button.
And we can play with those too while the machine's on. Printers and USB, that's fine.
State. Image. Powered on.
State. Powered on. Oh yeah, and after we get things set up, I'm going to show you how to make a snapshot. Because that's like a system restore, but better.
No. Edit text. Notes. Other devices, but advanced button.
Mind you, you cannot, as I researched recently, you cannot restore completely from a snapshot. By that I mean, let's say for instance, you have a virtual machine set up on one Mac, and then you upgrade or, you know, upgrade to a new Mac or get a second Mac or whatever, and you put the virtual machine on there and you just figure, oh, well, I'll just use my snapshot and nope, that doesn't work. You can, however, copy the, in this case, Windows XP 2 or Windows XP Professional 2.VMware VM that folder, which lives in your documents slash virtual machines directory under your home directory. So that's where you find that. Just make sure that before you copy that file, that you turn your virtual machine off and exit VMware Fusion, and might even want to restart the computer. The point is, there's a file that it creates that locks it when it's on so that it doesn't do anything. I had that problem. I think I was pretty sure it was off when I copied the file, but maybe not. But anyway, I copied it back, and it was a huge file. It was 40 gigs. So it was as big as, you know, the partition is that you set aside for it. So I copied it back, and it kept telling me that the virtual machine was in use. So when I asked a knowledgeable person about this, that was what I was told. So.
Advanced button.
And advanced. Okay. Close button. So let's go.
Remove network sharing button.
Click sharing.
Press window. Window. Image. Share folder. Empty dim tick. Share folders on your Mac. Uncheck checkbox. Check share folders on your Mac checkbox.
Yep. Now these are per virtual machine. So if you set up, remember, command comma is for VMware Fusion itself. Command D is virtual machine specific.
Share folders on your Mac. Check. Empty table. Button.
Alright, again we have
dim button.
And that button's dimmed because that's the delete. So we want to hit the
button.
That button, which will take us to
press button. Interact with open dialog.
That, and we will choose
can't new vertical splitter sidebar table no selection.
Now I VO left arrow backwards because you're at the top of the window, but where you want to get to is closer to the bottom of the window. So having allow cursor wrapping checked is very nice. I do not like VoiceOver without that setting.
Sidebar table, no selection.
And we'll set this to
Mac devices. Mac look share all place desktop red flame applicant red flame.
Right there.
Vertical file browser. New folder but cancel add default button.
We'll hit add.
Press add default button closing.
And we'll go back up to the table and make sure that it's checked.
Tape share table one row selected on. Checkbox name red flame. Folder red flame permissions read and write pop-up button row 1 of 1.
And you can change the permissions. Really, I don't know why you would, but okay.
Mirrored folders built on shared folders to mirror key folders in the virtual machine with their corresponding Mac folders. Mirrored folders. Button. Mirrored folders built on shared folder. Desktop. Uncheck checkbox. Documents. Uncheck checkbox. Music. Uncheck checkbox. Pictures. Uncheck checkbox. Help button.
Now, unfortunately, I have never played with this. I really prefer just to share the folder, and then we'll show you how that appears under Windows. It's pretty cool. So I really just find it easier to do it this way. And if there's something that I like, my music directory in the Mac is kind of like is kind of deep in the directory structure, so I've got a shortcut to it on the desktop of my main virtual machine. So we've done everything we need to do here. We can just command W out of this window.
Close. Now in window, Windows XP Professional 2. Window, Windows XP Professional 2.
Last two things we're gonna do is setting up sharp keys. Setting up the keys, mapping keys, and then make a snapshot.
Sharp Keys dialog. Welcome to Sharp Keys. This application will add one key to your registry that allows you to change how certain keys on your keyboard will work. You must be running Windows 2000, XP or 2003 for this to be supported, and you will be using Sharp Keys at your own risk. Enjoy. RandyRants.com. OK button. List box.
Okay, so there's nothing there, so we'll attempt to add.
Add button. Alt. Map this key from key. List box. App. Calculator E021.
We want to choose the key that it is currently, and then select what we want it to be instead. You've got command is right all. See, I always forget these because I always change them so fast.
Start menu S.
And then right option as Windows.
Leaving menu.
Right option as right Windows. Okay, so. Because this does differentiate. So, my personal preference is to set right option as delete and right command as applications. So, we're going to look for right Windows first, just because. So there's a lot of keys in this list box. So we're going to hit SP really quickly to jump to the heading that says special.
Hold special colon.
There we go.
Special colon, yeah, dash left pair.
Alright, so we're going to go down to right Windows.
Special colon right Windows left paren E0 underline.
And we're going to tap.
Type key button. Alt to this key left paren to key right paren colon. Type key button. Alt list box. Dash dash turn key off left paren 00 underline 00 right paren. 1 of 237.
Okay, so what you heard there is you can turn the key off, of course. Make it not do anything. In this box, we're going to go type SP again.
Special colon and dash left.
And this time, of course, we are looking for delete.
Special colon backspace. Special colon delete left paren easier.
And we're going to tap again.
OK button. List box. Special colon right Windows left paren E0 underline 5C right paren to colon colon special colon delete left paren E0 underline 53 right paren. 1 of 2.
Okay, there's only one there. Jaws is being weird, as usual. So let's tab to add again.
Add button. Map this key left paren from key right paren colon.
And so we're going to find special right alt.
Special colon page. Special colon PR. Special colon right control left. Special colon right alt left. Type to this list box. Dash dash turn key off. Special colon.
Type SP again, and we're going to find special applications.
Special colon euros left. Special colon application left. OK button. List box. Not selected. Special colon right alt left paren E0 underline 38 right paren to colon colon special colon application left paren E0 underline 5D right paren.
Alright, now we're going to make one more change.
Add button. Map this key left paren from key right paren colon. List box.
I'm going to go down to special again.
Special colon backspace left. Special colon caps lock left paren.
Okay, so we're at special colon caps lock.
Type key to this key left paren to key right paren colon. Type key button. Alt plus E. List box. Dash dash turn key off.
Okay, so this time we're going to map it to key.
Key colon apostrophe.
And this is, and we're looking for the grave accent key, or tilde, or however you say it. and I'm going to make that the caps lock key, since, of course, the Mac does not use it, or the Mac uses it, and Windows uses it too, but it does not work when doing when holding it down with multiple keys. It still doesn't perform the function, so
key colon dash underlock key colon less left key colon grid key colon slash key colon semicolon key colon left bracket key colon back slash key colon right bracket key colon draw tilde left paren zeros. OK button.
Except that's right. This is the one you have to do the other way around. You have to do
to this type key. OK button cancel.
For some reason,
to this key left.
This one you have to do it differently. I'm not sure why.
Key colon draw tilde left paren 00 underline 29 right paren.
This one you have to make it
special colon yen dash. Special colon caps lock left map this key left paren from key right paren colon type key cancel button map this type key to this key list box special colon OK button cancel map this key type key but list box special colon caps lock left paren 00 underline 3 key colon backslash ver key colon right bracket key colon draw till type key but to the list box special colon caps lock left paren OK button.
Wait, actually, yeah, because that's the way I did the other two, and I just did it wrong.
To this key,
and now I fixed it. All right, so hopefully.
Oh, cancel. Okay, but list box.
Sometimes this acts a little quirky, and sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes I've had to do it twice.
Add button.
Add all this stuff twice before, and like come and redo it before it would take.
Edit button.
But most of the time, it'll do it once.
Delete button. Delete all but write the registry button. Alt plus the sharp keys dialog. Key mappings have been successfully stored to the registry. Please log out or reboot for these changes to take effect. OK button.
And we have to reboot.
Write the registry button. Alt plus the close button. Desktop folder view dialog. Standby button. Alt turn restart button. Windows logon. Unavailable.
And this is gonna be really quick. These are quite amazing how fast they start up until you start putting more and more stuff on them, and then they slow down a little bit, but they still perform just as fast. They just don't start up quite as fast. But this one will be started up here momentarily, I'm sure. And JAWS should come up in a minute.
JAWS for Windows is the desktop fold.
Alright, now
folder view list view my net my computer.
Let's go to my computer.
My computer. Local disk left paren C colon right paren.
And local disk C, and we're gonna hit what is supposed to be, what should be, our applications key now.
Context menu, O, open, O.
Ah, yes. I love it when things work. Now,
leaving menu.
Let's go find an icon
desktop
somewhere, like, oh, JAWS, okay.
JAWS 10.
And let's hit, what should be our delete key now.
Confirm shortcut delete.
Ah, nice. So I'm hitting the same keys that earlier were bringing up the menu bar and the start menu.
If you want cancel, delete shortcut button, alt, cancel, folder view.
So now the big test. I'm sitting
JAWS 10.0
on the JAWS icon. If I hold down the grav key now, the key above the tab, just above the tab key on the MacBook, and hit I, since we're in laptop configuration, I should hear
JAWS 10.06 of 8,
and I do. Excellent, everything was set right. So in that first box you set grav slash tilde, in the second box you set to caps lock under the special prefix, I guess I'll call it. So the last thing to do, now that we've got some keys and everything, is power down the virtual machine, because otherwise, well, you can make a snapshot with it powered on, but I don't really recommend it. I did it once, it kind of scared me, because I didn't realize that it was going to come up like that, so it came up, and apparently at the time I made the snapshot, I was signed into Ventrilo and all this other stuff, and it just all came up, and I was like, wow. It was pretty bizarre, but, so I always recommend turning them off, so that's what we're going to do right now. Alright, so we should now
take snapshot, name, notes.
Okay, and I access that dialogue with Command S.
New snapshot, edit text content selected.
Okay, so, of course, you want to change this, I'm sure. So, I know I do, so I'll change it to test.
Selection deleted. Notes. Describe your snapshot here. Edit text.
Demonstration copy XP.
Cancel button. Take snapshot. Default button.
And take snapshot.
Press take snapshot. Now in window. Windows XP Professional 2. Button.
And
image. Button.
That's all there is to it. Snapshot is taken. Now say, oh no, we screwed shit up. Let's go and fix it again. So we can do that by simply, I don't remember the key command for this one actually, but that's okay. We can hit VOM.
Menu bar, Apple, VN, file, edit, view, virtual machine. Virtual machine, menu, 16 items, Windows is off, startup, restart, shutdown, settings, ellipse, snapshots, submenu, 4 items, snapshots, ellipsis, Command Shift S,
ah, we'll just,
rollback, ellipsis, Command Shift R,
rollback, that's what you would hit if you mess something up, and so, that's what we're gonna do right now. After we show you the other two, which are
take snapshot, ellipsis, Command S.
What we just did, of course.
Revert to snapshot, ellipsis, Command R.
Revert to snapshot. These are similar.
Take rollback, snapshots, ellipsis, Command Shift S.
So that's just to view.
Rollback, ellipsis, Command Shift R.
I've always used rollback, and it's always worked fine. So let's just
rollback. Now in window, Windows XP Professional 2, snapshots, snapshot grid view group.
And this is where I always have a little bit of fun, because VoiceOver is a little quirky with this thing. Let's, because it's a little quirky about highlighting it. You can tell if it's chosen or not. Interact with the group.
Interact with snapshot grid view group. 2 items. Current state VMware Fusion snapshot. Test VMware Fusion snapshot.
Okay, so now, theoretically, I should stop interacting with this.
Stop interacting with snapshot grid view group.
And if I VO right now.
Current state. Image.
Ah, see? Still in current state.
Snapshot grid view. Inter test. VMware Fusion snapshot. Current test. VMware. Stop. Current state. Snapshot grid view group. Interact test. VMware Fusion
what
snapshot.
What do we do, you ask?
Select and interact with alert dialog. VMware Fusion will now restore the test snapshot. This will
That's
discard.
That's what you do. You hit VO space on it.
This will discard all changes made to the virtual machine since the test snapshot. Do you want to save your changes by taking a new snapshot before restoring?
Of course, you'd say no.
Don't save button. Press don't save button. VMware Fusion busy. Now in window, Windows XP perfect.
And, For the purposes of demonstration, we just did a completely pointless operation. We reverted back to exactly the same thing as it just was, but yeah.
Two,
but you get
button,
the idea.
Button, VMware Fusion, ready.
Alright, well, it's reverted now anyway. Okay, so that pretty much sums up this demo. I did say it was informal. If I do any more of these, I will try to do better. This is my first attempt, really. So bear with me, and if you didn't like it, well, that's all right. Can't please everybody. I'm not really trying to do all that. So if you wish to contact me, the most preferred method really is email, and you can email me at professor, that's professor, Dean, Dean, at gmail.com. Don't we love Gmail? I know I do. Just a little note. I didn't do this during the actual recording, so I just wanted to let everyone know that once you enable those shared folders so that Windows can see the folders on your Mac, you find them one of two ways. You can either go to your Windows desktop and press V until you see VMware shared folders, and then you just hit enter, and it will pop up in a standard Windows Explorer window, and you can view it just like any other folder. The other way you can do it, which is a little more steps, but you can do it if you want, is go to My Computer and hit S until you get to Shared Folders on VMware Host, and it will always map it to the letter Z in your drive map, so it'll always appear at the end. You don't have to worry about it interfering with anything. And one more note, since we also didn't try it, Narrator does work with sharp keys. The only thing is, once you have mapped keys and you go back to that main list where all your mapped keys are to make sure that they're mapped correctly, where it says, for instance, right alt to applications, those, Narrator will only read the first key. So it only read right alt and then its value. It will not read two applications. We won't read that part. But you can use the list boxes to add keys. It will read those, and NVDA will not. So there you go. Hopefully I don't have to put any more notes here.
By the way, sharp keys may be obtained from randy.com/sharpkeys, sharpkeys, all one word, all together, no spaces, no capitals, no dashes, etc.
So that is it. Hope you enjoyed it.